Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. A Very Haunted Thursday. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
Lots of holidays that originate from, contribute to, or are somewhat thematically close to Halloween. And today, we're doing it again. It's October 6th, and we're in the month of Halloween, the ballpark, the Ghost Town Super Bowl, of course. And today, we'll be talking through a holiday that feels to me like a combination between Easter and Halloween. An occasion of death, rebirth, and very importantly, delicious, delicious candy. Let's talk about the fairly innocuously named Middle Eastern holiday, Thursday of the Dead, also known as Thursday of the Secrets, also a great name, or Thursday of the Eggs, is a somewhat ancient death-themed feast day held around Catholic and Eastern Orthodox Easter Sunday. So, no, it's not close to Halloween in a temporal sense, but it's widely celebrated in the Eastern Mediterranean region of West Asia. Think Israel, Jordan, Lebanon, Syria, Turkey, and a couple of places beyond, by both Catholics and Muslims. The primary purpose of this grandiose holiday is to honor, even enjoy, the souls of the dead, with specific emphasis on women's experience doing this, having fun, partying, and hanging out on the graves of old friends who have passed. Though, again, it doesn't take place close to our modern-day Halloween, it does seem in the same vein of holidays that really celebrate departed loved ones, exalt in the end-of-life cycle, and delve into the world beyond. All with an interfaith, women-centric angle. The primary, most popular source that I saw cited about Thursday of the Dead is Julian Morgenstern's The Rites of Birth, Marriage, Death, and Kindred Occasions Among the Semites, published in 1966, so recent. There, Thursday of the Dead is described as a universal day for visiting tombs, quote, engaged in most assiduously by townspeople, then peasants, then Bedouins, or nomadic people. Women were the primary celebrators of this holiday among those groups, and would go to the cemetery before sunrise to pray for the departed and distribute dried fruit and kayak al-asfar, hopefully I'm saying that right, in English, the yellow roll, a notorious cake of the holiday, to children and older relatives or whoever wanted or needed something to eat. Children would also receive painted eggs, generally also yellow. Yellow is the big color of Thursday of the Dead, and this, upon further research, makes sense. In Egyptian tradition, yellow is a powerful color entrenched in nature, the sun, autumn, and the desert, symbolizing the beauty and permanence of the world around us. Yellow also has some sinister meanings in the Eastern Mediterranean region of West Asia. For example, a yellow smile indicates someone is evil or cruel. A yellow eye indicates that someone is sick or diseased. And of course, yellow is the mourning color of Egypt. Mummified bodies were laid to rest in gold masks and accessories, signifying the sun's permanence and power, and conversely, our body's impermanence and powerlessness in the face of our own mortality. Bleak, but true. Let's take a breath and take a break. Thursday of the Dead dates back to at least the 12th century, when Muslims in the region were adopting Christian customs in order to promote religious tolerance. Historian Ann Fuller says Thursday of the Dead fed into, quote, the ancient Near East belief that the living as well as the dead form a single community. But like I said, it's kind of a mysterious holiday, one we don't have a ton of information on, aside from that book about Semites from 1966 and a couple smaller, again, older sources. So even the specific day Thursday of the Dead is meant to be celebrated on isn't totally clear. In the 1901 letters Lieutenant General Sir Charles Warren wrote while in Palestine, he said that Thursday of the Dead took place, quote, in spring, about the Greek Easter, and marked the holiday as a culmination of 7 consecutive Thursdays of, quote, wailing over the dead. Still other sources, like Frederick Jones Bliss's 1912 lecture on the religions of Syria and Palestine, see older sources, say the practice of Thursday of the Dead starts the moment a loved one passes, with partying, drinking, food distribution, and continues until the first Thursday of the Dead after the person's death. called Rami, or Mercy in Arabic, this could be quite the party, and I'd imagine got pretty expensive. A 1948 article in the Journal of the Palestine Oriental Society, these titles do not hold up, reinforces the fact that Thursday of the Dead was a holiday for women, a day they can kind of socialize with the living or the dead, whatever was their pleasure. Quote, "The visiting of the dead is in most cases very superficial, and the time is actually spent in good company out. Still, the passing out of eggs, candy, sweets, convening, partying, and kibitzing with both the living and the dead is clearly present across many cultures, a need for us as humans to create order and make peace with loss and the impermanence again of human life. Doing it on a Thursday, at dawn, with your closest women friends, I say, all the better."
History is full of bizarre, unsolved mysteries. And over time, these stories have been bent by rumor, warped by social media, and twisted into legend. I'm Michael May, and on A Study of Strange, we dig into these real mysteries and seek the truth, as close as we can get anyway. Recently, we've covered true crime cases like the Greystone Mansion murder, the Red Lipstick Killer, and America's first reported serial killers. Of course, every now and then we also dive into the odd, esoteric, and paranormal, including vanishing people, haunted locations, and UFO history. So if you like your mysteries historical, or if you love a good debunking every now and then, search A Study of Strange wherever you listen to podcasts. And remember, the truth is always stranger than fiction.